Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we, on today's broadcast, share about the Holy of Holies, the worship of God within the veil. And the Holy of Holies is the place, as we read the Old Testament, we understand that was the place that God chose to manifest Himself. His glory appeared there. Leviticus 16:2 says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil, before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat." And then Exodus 25:21-22 says, "And thou shalt put the mercy seat above upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee, and there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat." And it was called also the most holy place. Exodus 26:31-33 says, "And thou shalt make a veil of blue, purple, and scarlet, and thou shalt hang up the veil under the taches, that thou mayest bring in thither within the veil the ark of the testimony." And the veil, that veil was of byssus. It was an extremely fine, costly white linen. "That veil shall divide unto you between the holy place and the most holy." And Paul speaks of the Holy of Holies in Hebrews 9:3 as the holiest of all. I'm quoting, "And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all." And also, as I made reference in a preceding scripture, the high priest was allowed to enter that holy place only once a year. The blood of the bullock was sprinkled upon the mercy seat. The blood of a goat, which is the blood of atonement, it was brought within the veil when the priest entered the Holy of Holies. And Hebrews 9:7 says, "But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people." Aaron was permitted to enter the Holy of Holies on that great day of atonement. That veil was actually the dividing wall between God and man. He passed beyond the curtain into the Holy of Holies, the dwelling place of God, completely clothed in white linen. Except for him, no priest was allowed to enter that most holy place under pain of death. And also, Aaron was allowed to enter only with the blood of atonement in the offering bowl and surrounded by a cloud of incense that arose from the censer. The heavy veil concealed the Ark of the Covenant the entire year from the eyes of the servant of the Lord. And the Holy Spirit shows us the meaning of this veil. It portrays the Redeemer in Hebrews 10 through 20. Let me read 19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh." So we can see why this was such a sacred place. His earthly appearance, Jesus's coming in the flesh as man, his body is a miracle of the Holy Spirit. It's the mystery of godliness. And the four colors speak very clearly of his glory. The blue indicates a divine heavenly origin. The purple, obviously the royalty of the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. White Bissus is the Son of Man, found in fashion as a man in absolute sinless purity. And Scarlet says that he took upon himself the form of a servant, the perfect servant of the Most High God, who offered himself the perfect sacrifice. And of course, scarlet or crimson is the color of arterial blood. So the Holy of Holies, we know, was rent upon, was literally rent from top to bottom at Christ's death. Matthew 27 and 51 says, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent." That heavy, heavy veil, when Jesus was offered for us at Calvary, at the time of his death, a most remarkable event happened in the temple at Jerusalem. The ministering priests, for it was the hour for incense, the evening offering, they must have witnessed this event with complete astonishment and horror. It was rent from the top to bottom. It could have been accomplished by no other agency than the hand of God. God wanted to show for all time that the veil had ceased to exist, hallelujah, because of the sacrifice of Jesus. The believing sinner now has free access to God. Heaven is open. And you might think, you know, God, he's into details. Why was it torn down the middle? Well, there's a prophetic word from Psalm 102, verses 3, 11, and 23. It gives us understanding and insight. Here, the man Christ Jesus is speaking, and it's a prayer of lamentation. It speaks of sorrow that his life must prematurely come to a bitter end. Jesus dies in half this lifespan that is quoted in Psalm 90, verse 10. The days of our years are 70, that is 70 years, and he dies in half that time. But, beloved, another point I want to share with you is, as because of this tremendous event, we now have the boldness to enter the true Holy of Holies. Hebrews 10, 19 and 20 says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith." Praise God. "Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And Hebrews 10, 19 through 20, the Living Bible translation says, "And so, dear brethren, now we may walk into the very Holy of Holies where God is because of the blood of Jesus. This is the fresh, new, life-giving way which Christ has opened for us by tearing the curtain, his human body, to let us into the holy presence of God." Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, let our hearts be moved as we worship our God in spirit and in truth, in truth and the sincerity of hearts, all that we are. And then, also, I would like to share with you, finally, that the Holy of Holies, if you will, is a type of heaven. Hebrews 9:24 says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He brings our petitions. He brings our praise and worship." Beloved, it is just, it's an astounding, amazing, incredible thing. The Living Bible of verses 24 and 28 declare, "For Christ has entered into heaven itself to appear now before God as our friend. It was not in the earthly place of worship that he did this, for that was merely a copy of the real temple in heaven." nor has he offered himself again and again, as the high priest down here on earth offers animal blood in the Holy of Holies each year. If that had been necessary, then he would have had to die again and again, ever since the world began. But no, he came once for all, at the end of the age, to put away the power of sin forever by dying for us. And just as it is destined that men die only once, and after that comes judgment, so also Christ died only once as an offering for the sins of many people. And he will come again, but not to deal again with our sins. This time, he will come bringing salvation to all those who are eagerly and patiently waiting for him. And of course, beloved, we know that refers to the return of the Lord, where we will be caught up to meet him in the air. It will be a time of rejoicing, a time of fulfillment, a time that I don't think we can fully understand or appreciate. We'll have a glorified body at that point in time, which will enable us to really appreciate it. Our flesh and blood right now, I don't think, could handle the tremendous joy, the fulfillment of the ages when we're with our precious Lord. And a final scripture, it found in Revelation 21 and 22, the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven. You know, there's no temple therein. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Verse 25 says, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Praise God. Well, beloved, I have shared a great many scriptures over these last several weeks, all relating to the subject of praise and worship. I don't think anyone could ever exhaust the subject. I've just touched the surface. But, beloved, it encourages us. I hope it has stirred your heart to offer the sacrifice of praise, to render unto him the calves of your lips, to worship him in spirit and truth, for it is such that the Father seeks to worship him. Amen and amen. I love you, beloved. I pray for you every day. Thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, the announcer will share our contact information. Do write and know that I'll be privileged to pray with you and for you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.